Bitcoin's alive, what you gon' do? Mempool fees are high, high. Order no, order no, order no. Where does it stop? Nobody knows. It's a revolution, ayy. Bitcoin is the one, no substitution, ayy. We should see in your Govi, it's order no revolution.
Welcome back to Ordinal Revolution. My name is Shizzy. On this channel, we cover the entire Bitcoin Ordinal ecosystem. What is up, guys? We have an amazing show for you guys today. So every weekend, we got to give you guys a weekend update towards the end of Sunday. So we appreciate you guys. We're really going to get you guys ready for the upcoming week, right? So we're about 6 to 7 days away from having. Runes is kind of like the only thing that's really on our minds right now. And we're really having daily meetings, me and Yago B, really talking about strategies and really talking about a lot of that stuff. So if you are a member, we just put out a member video about our rune strategies and stuff like that. So definitely join. If you're not, these videos are going to be really, really helpful to you going forward. We're talking to a lot of different people from a lot of different places in Ordinals, and they're giving us their strategies, and we're kind of going to give you guys a little bit of every single person and put it in one, exactly what we're doing. So check out the member videos if you're not members. And also, I want to real quickly kind of go talk about my friends over at Sat Hunter. So if you guys get the Sat Hunter Ordinal, you guys can definitely mint over there for free. You don't need your own nodes. So definitely check out the guys at Sat Hunter. As the launch of runes gets closer, make sure you guys etch all your runes at sathunter.com. Great rates, even if you don't have the ordinal. Plus, sathunter.com has a top referral program in the industry. When you refer a friend, you earn 50% of the service fee paid in Bitcoin. You can track everything on their dashboard. And if you use our link that is in the show notes, you guys support the show. So if you use our link, we get 50% of that. So if you want to use that, we would love for you to use it. But so check out that. And, you know, Francis is just a good friend of ours. We appreciate everything he does for the space, and we want to support him in every way we can. So definitely check out sathunters.com. But without further ado, let me bring in my partner, as always, Mr. Yago B. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
What's going on, dude? How was your week?
It was good. It was a very good week. You know, we've been really excited for this upcoming week coming up next. We've been talking about runes and you know, what's going on and preparing for it as much as we can. And then we get hit with kind of a little bit of Bitcoin correction, nothing too crazy. Well, kind of hurt a little bit, but we can get into that actually now if you're down.
Yeah, let's jump right into it. But like, the price of Bitcoin doesn't matter to me, because it just matters how much Bitcoin I have, right? So that would never change. That only goes up, because unless I throw it into a shitcoin and it goes down. But most of the time, it only goes up. So
yeah, for sure. And you're right. Absolutely. Like, we don't really care about like the day-to-day. I think more than anything, it was just like the news recently kind of probably scared some people. And you can see right here, you know, Thursday, well, it was even a little bit before that, right? Like with Thursday heading into Friday, it dumped pretty hard, coming from like a 71,000 down to like wicking down to like 64, 65. There was obviously like a conflict in Israel and Iran that kind of scared people even more yesterday. And it wicked even further down to like all the way to 60 and then bounced right back up. So, you know, I'm not worried about this. I told you yesterday, you know, obviously we talk all the time for the show and just in general about the markets. And for me, like, I'm not going to freak out about this, because like, if COVID can't stop a bull market cycle, then, you know, this conflict's not going to be able to stop it. It might like temporarily scare some retail out real quick, and then it's always going to bounce back. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So, I just want to share my screen a little bit. So last week I did talk about Head and Shoulders potentially playing out, right? And I think it played out almost perfect. So I had this. If I was a trader, bro, I would be an amazing trader, bro. I just refuse to do it. But look, I have my line here, and if you go back to the episode from Friday, you can see that I put this line here, and it hit my line almost perfectly, right? It did bounce below it, but then before the candle closed, which is at 8:00 p.m., it finished above my line there. And same thing here. So if Head and Shoulders did play out, it did. As soon as it passed that neckline, it was determined to go down to the bottom here. What happens next, you don't know. Normally Head and Shoulders will drop down to here, but I just don't think that's going to be the case here. I do think with the halving is a little bit different, and you know, I think we could potentially go back up now. So we are at the bottom of the range here, which is a big deal. And normally what happens in these type of range settings is you hit the top, you hit the bottom and you hit the top again. So if this, and I so my Head and Shoulders thing, I did have someone comment to me and they said, normally on Head and Shoulders, the head is above the shoulders, and in this situation it is not. So this is not technically not a Head and Shoulders pattern. So I was wrong a little bit there, but it still kind of played out the same, unless you think it's more of a range thing. So you could probably see this at the bottom of the range, and then we could see something like coming back up here, you know, by the halving. And then we can either break out the range or head back into the range. So, but we'll see.
Yeah. And, you know, if you, this is crazy. So like, if you look last year, I'm going to show my screen here. Yep. So this is, not last year, last cycle. You know, April was actually pretty healthy. Like, for the most part, it seemed like it was, you know, up only. You go here is where we are in April, and it looks like, you know, the tip of this range right here where it's April 7th, 2020. And then there was a correction that went all the way down to like 65, 16. So that was about a 12% drop. I did the math just now. And if you look at, like, if you do the 12% drop from 70,000, it's about 62,000. So obviously there was news that was like kind of impactful. If you look at like the drop from the other day, like in terms of world news, but COVID was going on during that time, you know, yeah, of last cycle. Right. So I don't think it's that strange that we saw this correction. You know, it looks bigger because this is the hourly that I'm looking at now. It looks like a big, huge dump, but at the same time, like 12% from six, you know, it looks incremental when you go from 7,600 to 6,500, but it, from a percentage standpoint, it's very close to what we did from 70,000 to 62. You know what I mean? So I'm not worried. I think, you know, you it seemed like you did call that like really well in terms of your head and shoulders. It might be like to where the head is higher, but it doesn't matter, bro. Like that to me, I feel like that looked like a pretty good call of head and shoulders right there.
It worked and perfectly. Like if I was a trader selling on Friday, that would have been the play, right? So
yeah, for sure. And it played out, man. It played out. And the thing is, we might go lower to like 55, and that's actually fine for me. And I think that's gonna make some of these whales actually happy. You know, some of these whales are just ridiculous calling 3,000. You know, it's all a game because they want to scare people out. I guarantee Peter Schiff has Bitcoin. He's one of those people that's just like, you know, if I was him, I would keep playing that gold game because he, you know, a lot of his audience are Bitcoiners because whenever he talks bad about Bitcoin and stuff, it gets him more views. It gets him being talked about in the spotlight, and he knows it. He knows the game. He's been in this game too long. Yep. Right. And so I just think it's really them, you know, wanting to take the spotlight as well as buy Bitcoin cheaper. That's what I would do.
100%. And, you know, his son is a Bitcoiner. He talks crap on his dad all the time. So his son could be getting some money under the table to buy some Bitcoin for his dad, so his dad can continue the persona of the evil gold guy, right? That he likes so much, to your point. But yeah, man.
Yeah. I posted something on my Twitter the other day or yesterday after, like, you know, some people were kind of freaking out saying World War III, all this stuff. And I was like, you know, the people that have been around for a while can time the market because that matters so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It matters so much with black swans. Like people, like when SBF and all those black swans happened, like we had already reached 69,000, you know, multiple times. We tapped it twice. And so, of course, that black swan will drive the market down, ignite the bear market because we've already experienced bull market. We haven't yet here. Like we've just barely starting to find like this market cycle's bottom, in my opinion, and we have so much more up to go. But you know, so that matters, in my opinion. Like timing the market so much matters. So
I agree. Yep. And to your point there too, it's like sometimes it's not timing the market, it's time in the market, right? So as long as you guys hold tight through these tough times, and let's just say, you know, Biden comes out tomorrow and, you know, from his old age, and he decides to go to war because, you know, he wants to have a legacy, right? So you might see things get really worse with the Bitcoin prices, but again, it'll never be about the price of Bitcoin. It'll always just be about how much Bitcoin you have. And so that could be another way for you guys to stack cheap sats. Use that as, it's funny though too, it's like every 4 years there's a black swan event around this time, and if this one's a war, it's like, All right, guys, we know the scheme now. It's buy. Any Black Swan is a buying moment. We learned that from the last one, and this one could be the same.
Yeah, and I forgot who posted it, but it was something on Twitter saying that, like, the markets actually like war. You know what I mean? So, like, it says, like, when war starts, buy opportunity, and then, like, even the one time, I think it was, like, Afghanistan's invasion, it still went up, but it did go down afterwards, but every other chart, like, went up and continued to go up. And so, yeah. You know, I'm not worried about anything like that. The only thing, in my opinion, that would really, like, you know, I'm not gonna, would be like nuclear war or something like that, but I just don't see that happening. It just doesn't make sense.
I think the nuke wars are done. I think it's going to be like, if they do, they're going to attack our electricity, right? I think that's the new grid. Way of doing things, attacking the grids and stuff like that. I think that we have more to worry about with our grids being attacked than anything else. So this is some real advice. I would definitely go out and get a bunch of bottles of water, have them in your house. You know what I mean? You know, just get hundreds of them. Just put them in your basement. That's what I did. I got like 50 of them sitting over here. But I could trade them for food if everything else goes to crap, right? Because everyone's going to always need water. So, I'm crazy with that stuff. But
Yep. So, guys, and in my opinion, I think Susie's as well, there's nothing to worry about here. Bitcoin's going to Bitcoin, and that's all that matters because we like to Bitcoin. So,
yeah, man, Bitcoin's going to Bitcoin, and runes are going to runes, right? So nothing's going to stop us. No matter the price of Bitcoin going into runes, because runes is something that we've never seen before. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. You're probably, if you're here watching this right now, you're probably going to change your family's life forever just being a part of this. Because there's only I was looking around, and it looks like there's only about 11% of the crypto population that are in Bitcoin right now and paying attention. Because I go out of the circuit a little bit and watch other shows. No one's talking about runes, and so when it's time to sell your runes will be the time that they start talking about it, right? So
yeah. Well, and if you hop into other spaces, there are some groups like Solana. Actually, I feel like they probably are the best ecosystem outside of Bitcoin in terms of knowing what's going on over here, right? Like Ethereum's lost, man. They're just like running in circles and they're like, oh my god, I want to go, but like they're too prideful to come over here. Then like you have all these other smaller chains and stuff, but Solana is really, since the jump, they've been like, you know, other than the BSV guys, really keen to you know, what's happening in ordinals and stuff. So but you're right, mainstream wise they're gonna be late again. Like they were to ordinals. I mean, like you had people talking about runestones well after runestones were dropped and all this stuff, buying on secondary and stuff like that. And so if you're in the space, feel blessed and just, you know, make sure you have a strategy going into this. So make sure you're watching our show next week and next weekend more specifically, because, man, we are going to be covering it for sure.
And we're going to be doing a lot of member videos. So if you're not a member, you should really think about it. It's not expensive at all. It is token gated, just so we can kind of give some alpha that we don't want the people who give us the alpha to hear. So we're kind of token gated for that reason alone, because we're not trying to just put this out where, I mean, our videos get over 1,000 views now. So we don't want 1,000 people saying it. We'd rather have the 200 so it doesn't get back to the people who are giving us this alpha.
100%, man. 100%. But all right, well, let's get right into some rune stuff. Actually, yesterday or 2 days ago, Casey Rotimer, the creator of Ordinals and the creator of the Runes Protocol, blogged about light pools, and he actually he tweeted about it. Right, he tweeted about it, and I'm actually gonna pull up his tweet real quick because it kind of goes into it. So, he posted, he said, light pools, a simple solution for decentralized trading of Bitcoin native assets, mempool sniping resistant, price and cost effective. But this is important. He says he's not going to build this one, unlike runes, where he was like, who knows? I hope someone else does. All right. So like he's counting on someone in the community to build this. But he gets into a little summary here. He says light pools are simple market. Light pools are simple market makers, gossip quote messages offering to buy or sell runes, inscriptions, or rare sats at a given BTC price. So this is the interesting part too. Like you talked about rare sats before, and I really truly think that there's going to be like a rare sat like meta within runes. We're going to find out very quickly in the next couple of weeks what that's going to look like, right? Then he goes to saying, quotes include BIP 322 signatures for the UTXOs containing the assets or BTCs in question, allowing the network to rate limit quotes on a per UTXO basis, which prevents spam. Takers who see a quote they like construct a PSBT, executing the trade and broadcast it to the network. PSBTs are similarly rate limited based on the taker's UTXO. So this is a way that they're able to create like market making environments without actually like upgrading the code for like a computational power feature, like something like Opcat, right? But I don't know, like from what I'm hearing, this will work, but there's a lot of like possible manipulation that can happen with like these market makers, because they don't have to like, they can take their time basically, you know, responding and stuff. What do you think about like this being an approach to having like, you know, the market makers and possibly AMM leading to like swaps down the road?
So if I'm correct, and correct me if I'm wrong, everyone's going to have their own light client, correct? It's like a lighter version of the of Bitcoin, like having a node, and it's going to be kind of like a browser type thing. Something we've talked to people in the past that were thinking about doing this type of thing already. But is that right, that everyone's going to have to do everything through their own like light client?
I think in terms of like proving, yes. But you know, I think we're a ways from that, right? Because like it needs to be built, first of all. I think Casey's putting this out there because he wants to say, hey, look, I built something, a protocol that can be built upon, like something you can build on top of this, right? And you can have these crazy like casino swaps that you want, but like it needs to be built. But I'm the reason why I built Runes was to stop this UTXO bloat, because I hate BRC20 so much. And, you know, these like every token that's an inscription token, BRC20s, TAP protocol, CBRC20s, whatever, is like he wants all those to go away. And I think like that's why that this is happening, right? But this is a good comment right here. He says, very cool idea. The big benefit of AMMs, so we talked about AMMs a second ago, of course, is that buyers and sellers can trade any amount they want at any time without making sure there's an exact match. Light pools look more like traditional order book systems, but unlike centralized exchanges, I don't think they can do partial fills. And then he says, having to agree on specific chunks to buy and sell seems a bit inconvenient. So, you know, obviously there's, you know, going to be issues with a lot of this stuff if we're going to skip over like having computational power. And it says, partial fills in what sense? This is Casey's response. A maker could quote up to N units of an asset at X sats per unit, and a taker could any number of units. He says, gotcha. And once it's taken, the UTXOs get spent. So rebroadcast, blah, 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 they get into it, right? So basically, Casey's saying that you could actually do partial fills and kind of act like a centralized exchange too. So, I mean, I think this is good. This is good because this is what, you know, this is kind of like what people were talking about with like ARC20s and Atomicals, saying that like, you know, with these UTXO model tokens, you can have a foundation and build on top of it, but no one really took that next step. Like you would always bring up like with Atomicals and ARC20s. Yeah. It was kind of sad because like this probably could have all like happened with ARC20s months ago, but you know, it's like unless someone builds that or someone gets motivated or pushed to build it, it'll never come to fruition. And I think what Casey's trying to do here is say, hey, look, this can happen, but I'm not going to build it yet. And I think you might have your opinion on if he builds it or not. What do you think?
I think he definitely builds it. I think someone's going to build it. And it's going to be shit. And he's just going to have the time after Runes to, I got to think in 7 days, he's done, right? Unless there needs to be an update, but he's saying there's only 2,000 lines of code, and you know, he's scanned every line. So they're, you know, they did, but since our next art thing, whatever, but they did find something. But yeah, I mean, this is really awesome. I think that's going to be the next layer of ordinals and runes. I think Casey definitely builds it.
Yeah, and I think I was wrong about the prover thing, because that was something that we were talking about with Bob Botterly and the ZK rollup, you know, the zero knowledge proofs. But like it says right here in his blog, it says the user experience of Lightpool should be quite good. Users can run their own node to accumulate an order book or rely on a third party. Prices can update in real time between blocks without any on-chain activity. Little work has been done on decentralized asset trading on Bitcoin simply because the market cap of Bitcoin's native assets was small. With rare sats, inscriptions, and soon runes, the table is set and the time is ripe. And Lightpool seemed like a promising avenue to explore. I actually really got bullish on this last paragraph, you know, because basically he's saying he set the table, you know, he set the table for there to be these decentralized, you know, AMMs and, you know, an environment to where I've seen him post this saying that like every other chain can get effed because now we have an on-chain economy now. Casey said that basically like he's basically like, I created runes. Now every other chain can get effed because now they don't have, like the dumb people that want to, you know, do, you know, crap coin trading can do it on Bitcoin now because of runes. And I think he's right, man.
I think he's 100% right. That's why we're so bullish here. And it seems like we're always in the right place at the right time, right? Doesn't it feel like that way?
Lately.
I really do.
Ever since we came back to the mother chain, right? Ever since, it's like, come back to your home. And we come back and they're like, okay, now you're about to get blessed because you came back to where you're supposed to be.
Yep. And you know, with Bitcoin, everyone kind of gets the price that they deserve. And I think the same thing with ordinals and runes, you kind of come here and you get the price that you deserve for being early. And you know, I've always said, and I've never been early in anything. And I think runes and ordinals are something that is going to change that for me anyway. And I really didn't think that with ordinals, because I felt, even though it came in like a month or two late, I still felt late, right? But that bear market that we suffered definitely made me feel early. And with runes, I feel like there's no other channel that's bringing you what we're bringing you for runes. So definitely for stick with us. We promise you guys generational wealth. I didn't finish on paper. Okay. But that's it. You know what I mean? So if you guys want to do, I'm just kidding. We're not promising anything. I want to, I just can't.
But we're here for it, though.
If you play your cards right, there's potential. You can at least change your year, right? So
yeah, and like guys, you guys have to remember, like we were building when, like, yeah, there was little moments of like BRC20s going up from last summer. There's a lot of dead time and downtime, you know. And we were building in the bear market. And when you do that, like you have passion for the space. So like we've been here for all of it, you know, the ups and downs, the sideways of the Bitcoin on-chain economy. And we're here for, and that's why like we're, you know, getting to experience the good times now. So we're here for runes and here for you guys. So.
Yeah, man.
All right.
I
want to talk about this real quick because like there's been, you know, some sniping happening in the meme pool, you know, and it's happening with PSBTs too. Like if you purchase something on Magic Eden and like you felt like you got a pretty good price, probably not gonna, unless you jack that fee up, you're probably not gonna keep that, because what's happening is there's people waiting for these like specific collections, and when there's like a certain price that it's like under, they're automatically sniping your PSBT and taking control of it, and you don't get to purchase that anymore. I had two of the RBGOs rune stone, I think I had two green ones in my wallet, and then next thing you know they're not there, and I got my reef. I think I only had to pay the little tiny fee, but it still sucked. Anyways, that's what's pushing the gas like up. It's not just like, yes, some of these mints were going crazy, but these snipers are also pushing the gas up because they're just trying to steal your purchase.
Yeah. Yep. It's been happening a lot. You know, it's probably going to happen a lot with runes as well. So you're going to have to be aware of that. If you like, oh, where'd my stuff go? It didn't even go through. You probably got sniped. And if it's happening on Magic Eden now, it's probably going to happen when Runes comes out. So we just want to make you guys are aware of this. If you guys are doing anything, jack your fee up. If it's 75, put 100. If it's 100, put 105. If it's 1,000, put 1,100, right? It's going to get wild. But just that's if you want to buy it, pay the extra few bucks to make sure that you get it. But you're going to see, you're going to be paying. This is Bitcoin, guys. You know, it's not cheap. But if you're making thousands of dollars, it's not a big deal to pay 30 or 40 bucks for gas fee. And at the end of the day, we help the miners who make our network secure. So it's not really, you're not throwing it away. You're throwing it to the people that are protecting your assets.
Yeah. And this is, it says RBF here, which, you know, essentially is the same thing. You're just, you know, MEV is what I'm actually more specifically talking about. Is this MEV bot sniper that MEV is here in Bitcoin. We've known this. It happened a little bit, remember, like months ago, but it seems like it's starting to happen more and more. And I think the more competitive things get, you know, if someone fat fingers something, you better like jack that fee up. Yeah. And someone might, it got to a point where someone paid like a crazy amount for fee. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which is crazy to me. But anyways, yeah. So if you're wondering why the mempool has been skyrocketing, and CB Spears was talking about that, so as well.
Well, shout out CB Spears. We'll kind of get into to him now. So he actually has a channel. He quit his job at Luxor. Now he's one of us in the media. He has this podcast called Block Space. It's not just his podcast. It's he's a channel on their network. Block Space is a network, so definitely check out my man CB Spears. Definitely big fans of his. We had him on the show twice, and definitely want to get him on again before Runes drops. So look out for that. I'm gonna reach out to him, see if we can get him on the show. If you know CB, tell him I'm looking for him. I want him back on. But very huge fans of his, and this I'm gonna play this part of the video because I think it's gonna kind of lead us right into our next thing, which is a Runes tester finds critical bug in code. Casey said this would have been bad, but if it's fixed and nothing would be postponed. So let me just hit play on this.
Some language.
Yeah, we found a bug.
We did not find a bug. We did no such thing. We wrote a bug, okay? And this is a critical bug, okay? This would have ass-fucked everything. It would have been absolute fucking chaos. Like, literal absolute fucking chaos. But some fucking degen found it. This is a good cautionary tale, all right? Because Runes is fucking simple. Runes is simple as shit, okay? And we wrote a big fucking bug, okay? Now, think about all this other bullshit that's out there. All this fucking DeFi, fucking bridging, fucking quantum theory fucking bullshit, okay? Their shit has so many fucking bugs. Runes is like 2,000 lines long, all right? It's 2,000 fucking lines. And we wrote a massive bug. Can you imagine how many fucking bugs are out there in these bullshit retard protocols, all right? It's a lot. Okay, they're just too so complicated that people are scared to look at them. We will show you the bug. We're not postponing shit. All right, we're getting it out there.
So yeah, Casey.
So not postponing stuff. We definitely lost monetization thanks to Casey, but for that we don't mind. Right. So
yeah, that's funny. But I think it's cool because like, you know, the community found it. He said a degen found it. So, like, you know, them like allowing people to test it out and stuff like that was really cool. I like that. It's, you know, that's probably how he found it, is because he said he wrote like a simple protocol, you know, and, you know, you could probably find things like that when you're testing it in a simple protocol versus something that's like more complicated, like you said, and you wouldn't be able to poke as many holes through something that is just like, you know, way more lines of code and all that stuff. So
I love how real Casey is too. You know what I mean? He's like a normal person. He's not like this nerd who's just like scientific, you know, and stuff like that. He's actually a real person, and he makes real mistakes. And it just feels so good to be like in that, you know what I mean? Like I don't know. I'm just happy with the person that we're under, you know what I mean? That we're going to be using his protocol and everything. Cause he's just such a down to earth person.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that, like, whenever we just saw him talking to everybody at the at the event in NYC, he definitely seemed like very like friendly, not like trying to big time anybody and stuff like that. And so, yeah, this was really cool. I'm glad that this person caught this. So, and then I'm glad they're not delaying it. That's the biggest good news that came out of that whole video clip, yeah, is that they're still moving forward so we can degen.
Yeah, man. And that brings us to our market update, the reason why you guys watch. So we'll jump into that. And one last thing is just like, you know, guys, this is going to be a crazy week. I can't wait. But, yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Let's bring up the markets here for BRC20. All right. No surprise here. Pup is number one. And we're going to hit on some of these pre-rune ones we're going to talk about. Right. So Pups, obviously, it's at, you know, crazy market cap of 577 million, just almost, you know, almost at that half billion mark. In my opinion, this thing is getting to $1 billion for the Pups runes at least, but we'll see how crazy this community really gets. It's at $76. Goodness gracious, that's just crazy. And then you have the Wizard. This one actually shocked me. I'm really shocked that this thing came back like the way it did. It's at $5, man. And mm-hmm. It's supposedly a pre-runes, but like for who? The Wizards community? I mean, you know, Bitcoin Wizards community? Is that, have you heard anything about the Wizards?
I don't know, but the Wizard is actually blowing up. The Bitcoin Wizards now 0.259.
That's crazy. You could have got this for
0.006.
Oh, I'm sick to my stomach right now. I'm sick to my stomach, yeah. But, you know, they did definitely come on strong as well in New York. You know, they had a good showing, yeah, a good community and all that stuff. So, okay, so then you have Pizza coming in, and Wizards at 102 million. So that's more in track. And then you have Pizza. Yeah. Some of these old school ones came up too. Pizza came in at number three, $39 million market cap. Change was 45%. Yes, up 45%. Wizards up 51%. You have Corn. Man, this is an old one too, up 144%, sitting at about right under 10 million. Pepe made a big bounce back, right? Mm-hmm. So this one is at almost 40 million, up 49%, sitting at right under a dollar. Then you have Node. This one is for like the Node monkeys. And so this one like is at 90 cents, up 26%. And then after that, let's see, Zbit is one that is you know, from the BTC machines. This is a pre-rune. It's at $2.37, 48 million. This is one that we have our eye on right now. It's sitting right at a $1.26 million market cap, right? RBGO is the one that we talked about before, I think on in our members video, if you remember as well.
Yeah.
The reason why we're big on it is because a lot of the OMB community, people that like either run spaces or just in that, you know, Bitcoin good morning Bitcoin spaces, that they're big on this. They're, and then they started airdropping red, blue, green, and orange pre-rune runestones 2 days ago, I believe. And yeah, so that actually did pretty good on Magic Eden, but it's really cheap right now. You're looking at like 6 cents. You know, they did the split up so the holders get like 31% of the rune supply, and then these OMB holders of the actual like colored eyes, they get a percentage breakdown of 69% between the holders, right? But it's not like the red ones are the most expensive, but they don't get the largest cut. It's actually divided by how many of the colors are there, and you can see on the RBGO Twitter page, it has the breakdown there. But I don't know, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of it. I think because the red one gets like 20%, the blue one gets 20%, the green one gets 20%, and the orange one gets like 10%, or it could be, I don't know what it is. You're going to, by holding this token, you're getting more of this new runes than any other of the three, right? So you can either go buy one of these, or you can buy some RBGO, right? You can buy the same, yeah, amount of money and you'll probably get more. So I want this token. I feel like, you know, the like Tommy Two Clubs and those guys, and you know, they're definitely in the cabal. I love Tommy, and that's the reason why I watch his show every day. It's 10 a.m. Eastern time. And, you know, he said he doesn't like the OMBI token because it feels like it's just too puppety. And this one is the actual token of the community. Obviously not ZK or anything like that, but the community is what grabs it. And you have an opportunity right now. It's really, really cheap to the point. That's kind of why we didn't bring it to you sooner. And we feel like right now is kind of like where if you did want to get in, would be the time to buy because it is down a lot. And normally what happens is because stuff happens like that. It pumps up out of excitement and then drops when all these bigger guys take their money. And then you kind of climb back in. And definitely think this is going to be a play for the week. Probably hold it into getting this rune token because this rune token could really pump.
Yep. And there's 1,263 holders, so it's definitely jumped up because it was at. You see, OMBI is the one that you were talking about was out like days, like almost a week before maybe, and it's at 1,231 holders, and RBGO caught up to it and passed it. But who knows? You know how these do. These are all like speculative plays. One thing that I noticed right now is that Rats has dropped down quite a bit. It's at $151 million market cap, but like, you know, that's kind of low for Rats. Do you think what do you think happens to like Rats and Sats and stuff like that? Do you think they all bleed out?
Yeah, I think they do. I think if you're holding this right now, it might be a good idea to take some profit, maybe get your buy down to, you know, where zero and then maybe have a bag, but this is not financial advice. I don't know. I wouldn't be holding any BRC20s. That doesn't lead me into a rune right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough right now going, you know, holding BRC20s going into this rune explosion. But here's Shid. I believe Shid is another one that's supposedly going to, you know, transfer their community over. And like, I don't know, but I just have this weird feeling like these meme tokens are going to be coming from these communities because it's like, you know, Casey made runes and like he loves ordinals and art and stuff. So it's like this weird thing that could be happening right now. But yeah, so that's pretty much it in terms of like BRC20s that like are rune focused. And then, you know, obviously there's going to be the other ones. We're going to see it's, you know, the next 2 weeks is going to be really important for BRC20s too, because like obviously like the focus is runes, but what happens to BRC20s? Let's pay attention to that because they're obviously working on something. We'll see what happens. But that is the market update for BRC20s.
100%. I'm definitely excited to see what happens. But I hope I'm wrong, though. I definitely hope that BRC20s do well. You know, they're legacy tokens to me. They'll always be a part of the Bitcoin. And hopefully their upgrade is pretty good.
Yep, I agree. All right.
All right, I'll take you guys over to the Magic Eden side of things, the digital artifacts. And we got Runestones in the number one spot, sitting at 0.074. This is down a little bit, about 0.2 from its all-time high. I'm sorry, 0.02 from its all-time high. And in that second spot, we have the Rune Pups. Did not see these getting this high, but they flew up there. Very jealous of the holders of this, but congratulations. Bitcoin Pups in that number three spot, sitting at 0.435. Also didn't see Pups getting this high. Congratulations, puppet holders. No monkeys sitting at 0.0485. No monkeys are down a little, about half from its all-time high, a little less than half. And Rune Nodes, another one of these rune plays. I feel like a lot of these are rune plays in here. But Rune Nodes sitting at 0.022 is a new project that just popped on. Blob sitting at 0.045. R6 sitting at 0.065. R6 are still mining. OMB sitting at 0.045. The Cabal. And then we have a new token, Ape Odyssey. They had a free mint over on Nakib's platform, Orzhar. Sitting at 0.034. This was got all the way up to about 0.06 and kind of coming down a little from there. Runepunk sitting at 0.006. These are actually pretty cool. This is another newer project. These are kind of like the punks, but they have all runes and stuff. Brand new, just dropped. They're doing actually a lot better than I thought they were. 60 Bitcoin in volume. The Quantum Cat sitting at 0.345 with 53 Bitcoin in volume. And then the Block, the new one from the artist who made the Runestone, sitting at 0.029. I did want to show you guys one thing that I did see and I brought up earlier, but the Wizards, man, exploding. I'm so jealous that I didn't get this. Wizards and Ninjas, bro, they're both flying right now. We had opportunities to grab these early and we just didn't. But congratulations to anyone who is holding these. You guys are the real alpha. So, but that is your digital artifact update.
Yeah, and for sure, congratulations to the Wizards holders, because they were at like 0.06, 0.0 low. And then, you know, kind of like with the Frogs and Wizards kind of like were like they switched, but I'm still holding on my Frogs. I feel like the Frogs are going to have their moment.
The Frogs?
They're at 0.087, but
okay.
You know, they jumped up a little bit, but they're not going to, in my opinion, they're going to have their big moment, but it's not going to be when everybody else is in the spotlight. And right now, everybody else is in the spotlight. They're going to have their time to shine kind of first by themselves, but like away from everybody. But I could be wrong. One thing I do want to announce, though, because this is important, Ordzar has their Czar Pass that's coming out for Mint. And I want to make sure that people hear this, because right here it says, important notice, due to the nature of their cursed inscription collection, they strongly recommend using Xverse app wallets for the sale, mint, and subsequently store of your cursed Ordzar Pass. So, you know, they just want to make sure, guys, because, you know, if you're trying to use a Unisat wallet, it could get lost, and that's not on them. They put this notice out here. There's a guide here. Just go to the @ORDZAAR on X and follow their guide here. You know, you can download your Xverse wallet and all that stuff, just so you don't lose the cursed inscription there. Yeah, just wanted to put that out there.
And you're going to want one of these passes, 100%. I think owning these passes is going to be very good for you. Not financial advice. If you can get it cheap, get it. That's all I want to say about that. But I'm very, very big on the Keeb. We spoke when we were in New York, and he drops in some stuff for me. That's to say, you're going to want to hold these passes.
He's a funny guy. I love being around him. You know, he's funny. I feel like he has that charisma, and I get why people like him. He's definitely a people person. Another thing, there was a mint as well with the Ailu, the Metapandas. They minted out. That could be a big one. You know, look out for that one on secondary. You know, I just wanted
that,
to kind of put
is that one.
Yeah, we'll go. We're gonna
okay.
It's not on Magic Eden yet. I don't think it's indexed yet, but we're gonna dive into that tomorrow for our live. We're gonna get into some of these, you know, possible like good secondary plays. That's definitely one that like I get to see the community firsthand. We have obviously Bitmap Emporiums coming up, which is gonna be huge. We're going to get into that as well throughout this week, but obviously it's going to be mainly runes focused, but we're going to have some of these hot alpha mints and stuff and secondary possibilities like that, like we told you guys about feeling good and stuff like that as well. So it's going to be an exciting week of everything. So
speaking of exciting week, I forgot to mention this, but Nakamoto apparently comes out in 2 days. Nakamoto upgrade for stacks. This could definitely change the way I feel about stacks. It really could. I feel like if this Nakamoto update goes through and it's exactly what they promised without any bugs and stuff, and they had a long time to upgrade this, but this could be something that's under the radar. And a lot of those stacks tokens really take off, meaning like Welsh and all that stuff over there. So definitely take a look at that stuff if you haven't. Nakamoto is really going to change the way things are over there, and they could actually probably take over the layer two status from Merlin. I think it's going to be tough because Merlin, you know, they can do EVM stuff over there. So we'll see. But definitely take a look at what's going on with stacks. Let's not keep that under the rug no more, because it's about to change drastically.
Yeah. And here's another thing too, is like, you know, there's going to be multiple side chains and layer twos that have success, just like Ethereum did. But like, yeah, this could be huge for them, because if it doesn't no longer take that long to swap within their ecosystem. I know bridging is still going to take a long time. That's okay. If once you get over there and you can, you know, do stuff, but I think we're going to quickly see, even though the Nakamoto upgrade's done, we're going to quickly see that it's not time for side chains and layer twos yet, until, you know, cause like runes is going on. Once that liquidity is like really like coming over and people are like going crazy on Bitcoin layer one, they make like the big one. We haven't had the big one yet. The big one will happen, just like DeFi Summer did. We're going to have our Bitcoin DeFi Summer. And once they make all that money, then they're going to look at what side chain am I going to go to next? And then what side chain after that? The liquidity is going to shift over. So that's something that, you know, everybody should be looking forward to.
We're excited. We hope you guys are excited. Please check out OrdinRevolution.com. We have some of the best articles. Yagobi does a great job of getting those up there for us. And then if you are going to Bitcoin Nashville, we do have a 20% off at the very top there. Just take a click on it. That helps the show as well. And if you go to Bitcoin Nashville, make sure you have some Ordinals gear. We have some of the best, but if it's not from us, make sure it's from somewhere else. Let's show the Maxis how you roll. Let's rock the Ordinals. Let's rock our rune stuff. We're gonna be adding some rune stuff once it comes out. So that should be fun as well. So definitely check out OrdinalRevolution.com. And we said it a bunch of times in the episode. We're going to say it last time. If you're not a member, think about joining the membership. We think it's worth it. It's not much at all. And we do that. We have that in the show notes below. Check out our Discord. It's in the show notes below as well. And then I think that's it. Did I miss anything?
No, I think we covered it. We'll see you guys tomorrow for our live at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. Eastern.
10 a.m. Central. If that's where you're going. And then was that 7, 6 a.m.?
8 a.m. Yeah, it's 2 hours behind Central. Yeah, it's 2 hours behind Central.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow and enjoy your weekend. Touch grass because next weekend you won't be able to. We'll see you guys.
Yeah. Peace.
Ordinal Revolution. Let's go.